A prayer for the children of the nations. Judgment. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. To them and their house and their nation, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to them and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for them all, making mention of them in our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, in Christ we pray for our children and their people to come out of Babylon, lest they share in her sins, and lest they receive her plagues. And in Christ we ask our Father and our God that he render to her, Babylon, just as she renders to our children and their house and their nation, and repay her double according to her works, and the cup which she has mixed double for her. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of both the dead and the living, in Christ we pray, for those among our children and their people that do not know the Lord, and those among them that walk in darkness, yes, in Christ we pray that our children and all our people will see a great light, the light of Jesus Christ. And those among them who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon our children and all their people, a light shall shine. In Christ we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This day in Christ we ask the Father that their burden will be taken away from their shoulders and lifted from their hearts, and Satan's yoke from their necks, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Abiding in Christ and in the love of God, we pray that our children and their house and their nation will take Jesus' yoke upon them and learn from Him. For He is gentle and lowly in heart, and our children and their people will find rest for their souls. Those of them who have left their first love, may the Lord convict them so that they may repent and return to their first works. May the Lord make our children and their house and their nation increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that He may establish their hearts blameless in holiness before their God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and may they and their family stand with all His saints in glory. May God the Father knit them together in love with each other, and with God the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the saints, being knit together in love, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will attain all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of God the Father and Christ the Son, in whom are hidden the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Let wisdom enter their hearts, and knowledge be pleasant to their souls. Discretion will preserve them and their people. Understanding will keep them and their family, and deliver our children and their people from the way of evil. Nothing wicked shall cling to our children or their people. A perverse heart shall depart from our children and their people. They and their family will not know wickedness. In Christ we pray, God our faithful healer will cleanse our children from secret faults. According to His new covenant, may the Lord our God keep back our children and their children from presumptuous sin. Let sin not have dominion over them and their house and their nation. Then our children and their people shall be blameless, and they shall be innocent of great transgression. Let our children and their people be joined to the Lord in one spirit with Him, entwined in the vine of life, abiding in Jesus Christ, and Him in them, bearing much fruit. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation are blessed, that our children will diligently obey the voice of the Lord our God, set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments and keep the sayings of the prophecy, so that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. According to the eternal purpose, may the God of gods and the Lord of lords give our children and their people an ear, that they can hear what the Spirit says, that they will overcome and eat from the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Let Him make our children and their house and their nation like a tree planted by the rivers of God, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever they do shall prosper. He has sent redemption to His people. Our God has commanded His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in Christ we pray that our children and their family will not tolerate any among them that hold to the doctrine of Balaam, to put stumbling blocks before the children of God, encourage the worship of idols, and to commit sexual immorality. God grant our children and their family repentance to life, that our children and their house and their nation will worship the Lord their God, and Him only shall they serve. In Christ we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace and truth came, that God grant our children and their family discernment between the holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the clean and the unclean, being convicted by their conscience into repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. May the God of justice bring our children and their family by a way that they did not know, and lead them and their people in paths they have not known. May the Lord make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things He will do for them and their house and their nation, and not forsake them and their family. They and their people shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed, who trust in the idols of this world. Let our children and their people cast off the workings of darkness and put on the armor of light. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will have an ear to hear the voice of the Spirit and that they will repent according to all that the Lord has bestowed on our children and their people and the great goodness toward their house and their nation, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness. The Lord grant our children and their people the boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for them, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let our children and their family draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having their hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and their bodies washed with pure water. In Christ we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the great high priest, that our children and their family will overcome and receive the hidden manna to eat, that they will receive a white stone and on the stone a new name written which no one knows except them who receive it. God shall bless our children and their house and their nation, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The Lord is their strength and song, and he has become their salvation. In Christ we pray the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in their house and in their nation. For our children, the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King of the saints, where our children and their family have allowed that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce God's servants, his children, and his friends, to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. In Christ we pray for discernment, that they shall discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him, and for revelation from Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit bring to our children and their family conviction of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, if perhaps God will grant repentance so that our children and their family may know the truth, will escape the snares of the devil, and will not be taken captive by him to do his will. With the spirit and power of Elijah, in the power of the Holy Spirit, by the authority of Jesus Christ, let our children and their house and their nation arise in the anointing and indignation of Jehu and cast Jezebel down, also all who eat at her table, and trample them beneath their feet. For Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principality and power, has given our children and their family the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt our children and their house or their nation. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will lift their voices to God with one accord and cast the spirit of Jezebel from their lives, cast down her evil imaginations from their minds, and tear down and destroy all sympathetic strongholds toward Jezebel and her ways, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. In the power of Jesus' name, we loose and release them, our children and their house and their nation, and all of their people, from her psychic grip on their souls, and we stand against all soul power that does not glorify the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jezebel, in the name of Jesus Christ, he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead, and by his authority, your captives, Jezebel, are released and delivered, and your slaves set free. Therefore, if the Son makes them free, they shall be free indeed. In the power of Jesus' name, Jezebel's power and her hold over our children and their house and their nation is broken and all of her works destroyed. Likewise, our children and their house and their nation are set free from the doctrine of Balaam. Our children and their people are set free from the stumbling blocks that have been set before them. Our children and their house and their nation are set free from worship of idols, the worship of fame, power, and wealth, and our children and their people are set free from the desire and temptation to commit sexual immorality. Our children and their family are set free from the seductress who lies in wait to snare the righteous, and from the man that speaks perverse things, and from those who leave the paths of uprightness. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We bind the kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. We call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answers with fire, he is God. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Therefore, since our children and their people are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let them have grace by which they may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. In Christ we pray that our children, their house, and their nation, and all of their people will overcome the spirit of Jezebel and the doctrine of Balaam and keep God's works until the end, that our children will receive God's power and the morning star will rise in their hearts. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, King of glory, in Christ we ask our Father that is in heaven to keep our children and their people from defiling their garments so that they and their family may walk with him in white, that our children and their house and their nation will be worthy in his eyes. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation and all of their people will be blessed, for they will watch and keep their garments, lest they walk naked. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will have an ear to hear the Spirit, and that they will overcome and shall be clothed in white garments, and that God will not blot out their names out of the book of life, but our Lord Jesus Christ will confess their names before God the Father and before his angels. You are worthy, O Lord Jesus, to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and have made us unto our God kings and priests. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, in Christ we pray that the Lord our God will set before our children and their people an open door, and no one can shut it, and our children and the family will awake and put on strength and be the arm of the Lord, as in the ancient days. May our children and their family keep his word in all things and not deny his name. And may the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort keep our children and their people from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, according to his own purpose and grace which was given to our children and their family in Christ Jesus before time began. May God, their helper, help our children and their family to hold fast to what they have, that no one may take their crown. Let the God of peace himself give our children and their people an ear to hear the Spirit, so that they will overcome, that they and their people will become pillars in the temple of their God. In Christ we pray that the Lord Jesus Christ, O King of the nations, will write upon our children and their people the name of his God and the name of the city of his God, and he will write upon them and their people his new name. You are worthy, O God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world, in Christ we pray that the north gate of heaven will open, and the glory of the Lord shall pass over our children and their family and their house and their nation, and they will be filled with the brightness of the Lord's glory. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. May the Father of mercies, the Ancient of Days, make our children and their house and their nation, all of their people, his mercy seat, and let his fire stretch across their land. The fire of God shall set upon each of them, having the glory of God. Their light is like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The glory of God shall illuminate our children and their house and their nation. The Lamb is the light. Let his fire fall upon our children and their people. May tongues of heavenly fire rest on their heads. May the God of the holy prophets kindle the fire of Jesus in their hearts and hold our children and their house and their nation back from becoming lukewarm and being spit out of his mouth. May the God of the living sell to our children and their house and their nation the gold refined in fire, that they and their family may be rich, and white garments, that they and their people may be clothed, that the shame of their nakedness may not be revealed. Let the God of all grace anoint their eyes with eye salve, that our children and their family may see. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will hear his voice and open the door, that he will come in to them and dine with them and their family, and be with them in their house and their nation. Blessed is their house and their nation and all of their people who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. In Christ we pray that our children, their people and their descendants after them will have an ear to hear the Spirit, that they all will overcome, and Jesus will grant them to sit with him on his throne, as he also overcame and sat down with his Father on his throne. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of the harvest, in Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation, all of their people, will be sealed with the seal of the living God as the servants of their God on their foreheads, and that our children and their people will come out of all their tribulation and wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. In Christ we pray that as our children and their people are tested, that they are faithful until death, that they and their family will endure all temptation, be proven, and receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let all their names be found written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. The gates of New Jerusalem shall not be shut to them, for they are written in the Lamb's book of life. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they will not love their lives to the death. By the grace of God, our children and their people shall die in the Lord and be blessed. God grant mercy to their house and their nation according to the hope of eternal life, that our children and their family rest from their labors and their works shall follow them. Each one of them will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Let our children and their family fear the Lord, walk in his ways, then when they eat the labor of their hands, they shall be happy, and it shall be well with them, and their house, and their nation. In Christ we pray that God will make our children and their people new, new creations. All things have passed away, all things have become new, so that our children and their people shall drink from the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. For Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to them who thirst. Therefore, with joy, our children and their family will draw water from the wells of salvation, and out of their hearts shall flow rivers of living water. According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him, our children and their family shall overcome and not be hurt by the second death. Blessed and holy is their house and their nation, our children and all of their people, for they shall take part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But our children and their people shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will overcome and inherit all things. His name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will be their God, and our children and their people will be his sons and daughters. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will come out from among them and be separate, and they will not touch anything unclean, and God will receive them. I will be a father to them, and they shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. In the name of Jesus, and by his authority, let it be so. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.